Welcome to Manager Tools. This week, the Manager Tools interview creation tool. The questions this cast answers are, what is the Manager Tools interview creation tool? How can I improve the interview questions I ask? What's the most effective way to interview? If you're looking for training in the new year, personal training, you can attend our public conference here in Austin in January, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. And the most exciting thing about that conference is that there's an effective hiring manager event on Tuesday, the 17th. We don't do a ton of these all year. This may be a good opportunity to attend it. You might be doing a lot of hiring right now as a manager, and we'd love to help you improve your skills, improve your company's hiring process. So please, if you have the thought about a public conference in 2023, consider the January Austin event, 17th, 18th, and 19th, EHM, EMC, and ECC. We're here today to talk about something that we love, that we use all the time internally. We created it, and it is about creation, which makes it kind of weird. And we use it all the time. We use this when
talk
we
talk about
do,
it all the time, frankly.
Yeah, and we've never done a cast on it, which is kind of odd.
A little, yeah.
We built the interview creation tool to help managers create better interviews. So if you're thinking about interviewing and you don't know what questions to ask, this tool is meant to be of support, of help to you. It's available if you're a licensee, and also it's part of attending a training around hiring. So that's great too. Essentially, what happens is you answer some questions about the behaviors and skills required for a job, and the tool creates a structured interview with the best questions you can ask and then guidance on how to evaluate those answers. And it's been used over 50,000 times, a lot of which, I mean, we've used it so many times.
Yeah. Well, and we talk about this a lot. In fact, I just presented an effective hiring manager conference to a group of public attendees. And many people who come to those conferences are hiring managers. And hiring managers generally know a little bit more about questions, more importantly in my mind, how to evaluate answers. So for many, I find, who have got a team of individuals who they're, for the first time in many cases, getting involved in the hiring process, having that part about guidance on how to evaluate answers, that's the money shot, right? Mm-hmm. Many hiring managers, they know whether or not it's a good answer, but their concern is, do the folks on my team who are also interviewing this person, do they know how to evaluate answers? And the interview creation tool does both of those things, questions and help on the back end as well.
Mm-hmm. So to share with this, with y'all, this tool, today we're going to talk about why we created the interview creation tool, how the interview creation tool works, and then how to use the MT interview creation tool. When we created it, right? When we started putting out guidance about how to recruit and hire, frankly, we were inundated with questions about what interview questions.
Questions about questions. There's so many layers here.
Which questions? We're going to use the same five words this entire time that we've had.
We actually are, guys. She's not lying.
It's real. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of questions from people about what questions do you ask in the interview. And it's a really big weakness. In fact, one of the biggest weaknesses of managers is that they lack the ability to interview candidates effectively. And it's really not the manager's fault.
Yeah, this suffers from what all the other managerial behavior suffers from.
Yeah. Nobody trains you.
No, nobody trains you.
Nobody teaches you.
You're cobbling together past experiences. And many of them, I hate that I'm saying this, but it's true, suck.
Yeah.
They're bad past experiences.
The thing about it is that if your experience is, oh, hey, since you've been interviewed before, you'll be okay at interviewing candidates. If that's your experience, that's normal. So don't be worried that that's not the norm. It is the norm. And unfortunately, the other people who were interviewing you when you were a candidate, that's how they learned as well. So their skills don't come from training. They come from experience on the wrong side of the table. And that's where your experience comes from. It's not that your experience is totally unhelpful. And it's a bit like saying, if you can drive this car, you can fly this plane. Actually, another, maybe a closer analogy would be like, if you've ridden in a car, you know how to drive a car. That's not true. And frankly,
yeah,
you may have learned from a terrible driver because that's how they learned, just by sitting in the car. So
exactly.
That's a weakness, and it's dangerous.
It's dangerous in both cases. I mean, not just the car and airplanes analogy. That's dangerous. That's really dangerous. But it's also dangerous if you have poor hiring skills and lack of practice or lack of experience or lack of training, which many of us do. And to go a step further, and if you're normal, which you are, P.S., you're all normal. If you're normal, it would be really common or very logical for you to have turned to the source you turn to when you don't know the answer to the things you don't know answers to. The internet. Why wouldn't you go to the internet? That's where everyone goes. Every time I ask a question that I don't know the answer to, could somebody please Google that? I need to Google this. We do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like in many other cases, what is true is that the internet makes it even worse. I mean, it gives all kinds of guidance that's just plain wrong. And for example, recommendations for panel interviews, which if you've heard us talk about interviewing before, you'll know that they are the devil. Panel interviews are a terrible idea. Candidates hate them. You get poor output from a panel interview, or things like online, how to interview in just 30 minutes. Oh, that's great.
That always really scares me.
I know, right? And both of those things, I mean, panels and the 30 minute, both of it to insert even more efficiency into the one thing you don't need to be efficient at, right?
Yeah.
Here's a list of clever questions to ask.
Can we go back to efficiency for a second?
Yeah, of course we can.
The idea that you would try to increase efficiency, and often in the case of panels and only spending 30 minutes with a candidate,
mm-hmm.
in a process where you're then sacrificing effectiveness, because how can you learn enough about a person to know if they'll be good at their job in 30 minutes?
You can't.
Terrifies me, especially because what we're trying to do is also not just increase the premise of both of those ideas is, we'll increase efficiency and we're decreasing effectiveness. It's worse because why would you be increasing efficiency in a process that will impact the future of your company for the next 10 years if this person stays?
Right.
Like, does that make any sense?
Not at all.
That doesn't make any sense to me. The idea that, hey, we're going to hire this person. It's only going to take you 30 minutes. They'll be here for 30 years. It's just,
yeah.
It's baffling that you would not say, there's, y'all, some days, and I know how hard this is, you're at your desk and there's a list of stuff you're supposed to get done. And maybe it's your calendar. For me, it's my calendar. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, here's these things you're supposed to work on today. Some days there are some things you have to lift your pen up off your paper and say to yourself, this is one of the most important things I'm doing this year. Or this is the most important thing I'm doing this week. And I had that experience yesterday. You know, it's that time of year, performance review time. I was working on reviews for our team members and I had scheduled a bunch of time for it. I did some work on it. Then I took a break, had a snack, and I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself, I really need to get back to my desk. I really need to work on this. It's really important. It's the most important thing that I did this week, frankly, is write down what the future of our team members looks like and talk to myself and write down about their performance for this year. And hiring even has further, think about hiring and think about the implications of hiring. A person who you hire that's going to change the course of your group for 5 years.
Yeah.
2 years. And if, I mean, listen, y'all, this interviewing, you got to stop what you're doing. You got to lift your pen off your paper and say, this is the most important thing I'm going to do this year. It could be if this person works out.
Exactly right.
There's that. And then that clever questions thing.
Right. I know. Just dumb or encouraging a two-way street in interviews.
Don't care about that.
Don't care. I'm here to evaluate my candidate. And they're evaluating the organization the entire time. However, whether or not they dig it here is irrelevant if I never offer them a job and if I don't get enough information from them during the interview to make that decision. It was a total waste of time. Or asking questions, and this is incredibly common, asking questions about how a candidate would handle a hypothetical situation, which allows the candidate to say virtually anything without proving that they've done it before.
My favorite is when the hypothetical situation has like an old lady, a goat, a boat, and a chicken and a fox or something.
Are there ping pong balls? I always hear ones about ping pong balls.
Yeah, like how many does it take to fill? Or like the other day I heard someone ask, if you were a color, what color would you be?
Yeah.
Like blue or yellow?
Right. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? And folks, I love trees, but that is not helpful information.
What does that tell me about how, whether or not they can create a pivot table? How will that help me know if they're going to be polite to customers?
It won't.
The only effective way to interview is to use behavioral interviewing.
Yes.
About past experience. Effective managers ask interview questions about experience the candidate has had in the past that they can apply in this situation to see whether that candidate has the skills and abilities, traits and characteristics that will make them successful in the job that we're hiring them for. And there's, I think, an awareness in for many managers that you should be using behavioral interviewing. And guess what? You've never been taught how to do it.
Another one of those things.
And you don't know what behavioral interview questions are or how to create them. And we can help you with that because we know how to create them. And that's why we created the Manager Tools interview creation tool so that you don't have to create the questions and that will save you that time, that energy.
Mm-hmm. Spend more time thinking about the job than the questions, which leads us to the next point, right? That is how the Manager Tools interview creation tool works. In order, whether you're using the ICT or you're doing it by scratch, however you're doing it, in order to create effective behavioral interview questions, we have to first know what kinds of behaviors we should be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds counterintuitive to a lot of managers. They think that they need to ask about past experiences. They know that piece, but they haven't thought through what previous experiences are the right ones needed for the open position.
Mm-hmm. They just rely on the job description, I think, a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And before we as managers going into the situation even begin to look at resumes, even begin to your previous point, Kate, prepare that job description or that advertisement or that requisition or that job posting, whatever you call it in your organization. Before we even create that posting, we have to know what we expect out of a professional in that role. Most of us think we know what's expected, but we don't put in the time and the effort and the energy, the blood, sweat, and tears to really think through what is required to do this job and do it well.
And maybe you're creating the job description now, or maybe there's an old one. And y'all, I got to tell you, the minute the job description is written, it's obsolete. You can start there. I, though, would suggest a different series of approaches. I would suggest that you need to think about your existing team members, what they do, who's good at the role, what they do.
Specifically what they do.
Maybe even like think a little bit about who's not good and what they're doing that you don't want. And even this exercise is a little insufficient. you end up thinking about the team member, and sometimes you struggle to see the behaviors and skills that make them good in their role. Don't beat yourself up if you've struggled with this. It takes time to tease out actual behaviors that people are using, and the ICT helps you to do it. It's designed to be used before we start the hiring process. You're not even looking at any resumes yet. You say, okay, I have an open position. I need to interview for it. I want to then create these questions so that when I look at resumes, I can look at them through the lens of the questions, because the questions will help you pinpoint behaviors. So use it before you start looking at resumes. We're comparing the candidate via their resume, as I just mentioned, to the requirements of the role. And that's what the interview creation tool does, is identify those requirements, largely behaviors, by having you go through a series of 64 questions about skills and abilities, traits and characteristics required for the role you're hiring for. Essentially, you're in those 64 questions grading 1 to 5, scale 1 to 5, how important that behavior is relative to the open rec. It would be wonderful if you could only hire candidates who are great at everything, and those people don't exist.
Mm-hmm. And it's what Kate's saying is it's hard. It's hard to narrow down of all of these 64 criteria.
Yeah.
What's the most important? Because I want them to be great at everything. But that can't be a thing.
Yeah. And also, technically, you don't need them to be great at everything.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
So it's that like give a mouse a cookie thing, which.
Yeah, totally.
Because also, the other thing is you have limited time to interview. And that's why we don't want 30-minute interviews, y'all. You get way more false positives in shorter interviews. The data says you need at least 65 minutes to have an interview that gathers enough data to predict the success of a candidate. 30 minutes is cloud cuckoo land.
Mm-hmm.
You have limited time to interview. That means you have to make choices about what questions to ask. And those questions need to be about the most important behaviors for the role, which is why, you know, the rankings. And it can be hard, as you were just saying, right? It can be hard to come up with that. That's why we have a forced distribution.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So everything doesn't end up being a 5 being the top of the scale. So not everything is ranked as a 5.
Right.
And the tool, to go a step further, it forces you into a position such that if your answers don't show a normal distribution, the tool will keep asking you to go back and rethink your answers repeatedly until it fits into that normal distribution. Because what we're looking for, or what we're needing as an output in order to actually find a candidate, because folks, there aren't that many unicorns left in the world, is that relative ranking that makes the output document so valuable, so that when at the end of the day you are measuring, that is using your questions, you're measuring the most important criteria. That's the thing. So the manager tool's interview creation tool, it keeps track of the relative rankings of the different behaviors that are required for the role, and provides you then as an output to that with questions that address the behaviors that you've ranked as the most important ones for the role.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, when you've finished answering all of those standard questions, the interview creation tool also gives you the opportunity, and this is part I really like, to add in several custom questions that maybe you and your team have designed and found really, really effective in measuring in the past. Or maybe there are some technical or skill-based questions that don't fit into the behavioral style, but are make it or break it. Like, they must know the answer to these couple of questions. Otherwise, they simply cannot do this job. It's those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to start in terms of your interviews with a really powerful question, the first question you ought to use, and the interview creation tool also has this built into it, the first question you ought to ask is, tell me about yourself. which the ICT also includes.
One of my favorite things about the ICT is the paperwork that comes with it, because part of it is just the places to take notes. We'll come to that. Once you're done, the ICT immediately produces this set of paperwork. It's an interview guide that for you to follow in your interview. An introductory page it has, some administration data about the role, guidance about how to conduct your interview. When we recommend how to hire, one of the things we talk about is your directs should interview the candidate who might be a future peer of theirs. And I recommend absolutely that you use the interview creation tool and then you print out 5 sets of these questions for all of your directs. And they ask from the same set of questions. They don't get to make up questions about what kind of tree you would be or old lady, chicken, fox, boat questions. We are going to use this paperwork and it'll make their lives easier. It'll also keep them on track. It's got introductory message to share with the candidate, which we recommend you and your directs all read verbatim so you don't have to think about it. It really ensures that every candidate is being interviewed the same way, which means that you're comparing candidates to the same standard in every interview and also eliminate some of the concerns that panel interviews were initially created to eliminate. Each question in the paperwork set has an entire page. The question to ask verbatim at the top, and then what to listen for, good or bad answers, kind of notes about that.
How to evaluate a little.
Again, really good to distribute for your directs. They're new to interviewing. They use this guidance. They'll get better faster because they'll have some help as opposed to just throwing them to the wolves.
Yeah, exactly.
And then a lot of the paperwork, like the vast majority of each page is blank, so people can take notes. We've said this a ton. When you take notes, write down what the candidate says, what they do, not your assumptions, not your conclusions.
Yeah.
Opinions.
How you feel about it.
Right. That's a later thing. You just need to gather raw data. And that's what we're trying to capture.
Right. For data. Totally.
And we're going to try to resist drawing our conclusions too soon. The tool, though, it produces this paperwork that gives you the space to gather that data, which is your handwritten notes. And, you know, they're blank. It's all these blank pieces of paper, which I love.
Basically, right?
With
just questions at the top and some admin information. And you can just create, to Kate's point, a bunch of packets, 6 packets, because I have 6 people on my team, and you just hand them out.
Yeah.
And they just do what it tells them. What's more, and this is something that I find a lot of hiring processes miss out on or don't think about in advance of the interview is that the purpose of every interview is to make a hire or not hire recommendation. And in order to make a professional recommendation at the end of my, let's say I get 65 minutes with that person, we need to be able to both gather and then share behavioral proof about the candidate, which was gathered throughout the course of the interview. So now we have this packet, which I gave to my direct blank, but they now, at the end of the interview, have all of these what used to be pieces of paper with just a question at the top, full of notes. So they can then come prepared. And if you use another part of the manager tools, interviewing guidance, that is the manager tools interview results capture meeting, where you're expected to come to the meeting ready to, based on the behavioral information captured, support your recommendation of hire or not hire for any given candidate with proof, not opinions or thoughts or emotions. We've got that packet of notes containing all that behavioral data. That is, they can review the data about any question, which is behavioral because they've been taking notes. And right as soon as the interview is done, they can sit down, they can look at it, they can say, based on what I've collected in the last 65 minutes, I recommend we hire this candidate, and here's why. And they can comb through those notes for the reasons that they make that recommendation. And our candidates, not sorry, sorry, not our candidates, our directs the other interviewers knowing what's expected as an output of the interview is so incredibly helpful in the lead up to the actual interview. Because if they have a wrong impression, they think they're going in for a gut feel, they're not going to know how to do it. They're not going to know what they need to be capturing or collecting.
And we know they don't know because you didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know. We know they don't know. So in terms of giving our directs what they need for an effective interview, it's absolutely helpful so that in our interview results capture meeting, they can say, I recommend we hire, as opposed to, well, I really liked them. Or the alternative, nah, I didn't really like them. Instead, they can report directly from detailed notes, which is, let's face it, the only clear and fair and professional way to eliminate bias during our interviews.
Yeah. When people talk about whether they like a person or not, and they want it to be conversational, I always feel like you're being biased. I mean, you're not looking at the data. You're looking at a person and you're judging, and we should be evaluating, not judging.
Yeah.
We should be talking about not whether we like that person. And also how much you like a person and how much your peer or direct likes a person are apples and oranges. Not the same thing.
Right.
So not even a comparison.
Not even, and this is going to sound bad, and I don't mean it to, but I don't care if you like them. I want to know whether or not they'd be a good member to the team, right? Would they be a good ad? Could they do the job? Would they work well with others? Whether or not you like them is a little irrelevant, frankly. Folks, we know it's that time. People are moving on, they're changing jobs, and you may be one of them. We would urge you to consider purchasing our interview series. The interview series, one of our probably, I'm not exaggerating, most popular products, is available on our website for $150 by itself, or better yet, for $200 annually, you can become a licensee and receive the interviewing series as a part of that product. Either way, the interview series includes over 60 podcasts, over 20 videos, and a full written library with everything that you need to know in incredible detail for interviewing and getting your next big role. You can find it on our website, manager-tools.com/products.
So we've talked about why, we've talked about the purpose, we've talked about what happens. How to use the interview creation tool. It's simple. If you're a licensee, you go to the tools menu on the homepage, hover, scroll down, choose interview creation tool. You create the interview by entering position information, like things like job title and department, and an introductory statement. And as we mentioned, you can add the question, tell me about yourself. There's a toggle for it. It will then be the first interview question in the packet.
Yep.
Then you go through the ranking portion, which is where you rank the kinds of skills and experience your new hire will need for each of these questions, 64, and then enter any custom, technical, targeted, unique position type thing questions. We focus on behavioral guidance, so it should be very self-explanatory. And it should take you no more than 45 minutes, which I get it. That seems like a lot.
It does, but it's worth it.
Right. Well, for
a good investment.
Two reasons. One, this person might work here for 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
You can use this set of questions every time you interview for this role. So I have, for example, a repository of interview creation tool created packets for every role on my team, which means that, yeah, once a while ago, I spent 45 minutes creating the questions, and I haven't had to do so ever since.
Every time you hire for that role, you got it.
Yeah. And the output will actually also be saved in your account page on our website. So you can just go there and get it. So you don't even need to save it anywhere. Mm-hmm. I have it saved in case I'm on a plane because I can't get online. So I have it saved in Dropbox for that reason. That might not be necessary for everyone if you're don't fly like we do all the time.
Right. But then you got it. Totally agree. Also, something to keep in mind, and this comes up for me, Kate, just because I so recently presented the effective hiring manager, is don't forget to hot wash your process after. Mm-hmm. Right. Another thing that's really, really helpful about having that same set of questions is you as a group can talk about it. Oh, this is a really good question. And I really like this one. Let's make sure that's the first one we ask next time or whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. So that you and your team can iterate on the process, constantly improve the process. Having those same questions that have worked well for you in the past is incredibly helpful going into any new hiring process. So to wrap it all up, effective interviewing is behavioral interviewing. You have to know what behaviors you're looking for, though, to do a behavioral interview. And the Manager Tools interview creation tool helps you do that. And then gives you an interview template so that you can measure for the behaviors that you're looking for and guidance on how to help evaluate the answers that you hear.
I hope this was helpful, y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sarah.
You bet. Thank you, Kate.
We'll be back next week with a new topic. Bye, everybody.